like someone having a daydream. It's weird how that works, isn't it? Tally said, like two different people. Shay nodded. Creepy. Ugly faces were always asymmetrical. Neither half looked exactly like the other. So the first thing the Morpho software did was take each side of your face and double it, like holding a mirror right down the middle, creating two examples of perfect symmetry. Already, both of the symmetrical Shays looked better than the original. So, Shay, which do you think is your good side? Why do I have to be symmetrical? I'd rather have a face with two different sides. Tally groaned. That's a sign of childhood stress. No one wants to look at that.
Gee, I wouldn't want to look stressed, Shay snorted, and pointed at the wilder-looking face.
Okay, whatever. The right one's better, don't you think?
I hate my right side. I always start with the left.
Yeah, well, I happen to like my right side. Looks tougher.
Okay, you're the boss.
Tally blinked, and the right side face filled the screen. First, the basics. The software took over. The eyes gradually grew, reducing the size of the nose between them. Shay's cheekbones moved upward, and her lips became a tiny bit fuller. They were already almost pretty-sized. Every blemish disappeared, her skin turning flawlessly smooth. The skull moved subtly under the features, the angle of her forehead tilting back, her chin becoming more defined, her jaw stronger. When it was done, Tally whistled.
Wow, that's pretty good already.
Great, Shay groaned. I totally look like every other new pretty in the world.
Well, sure, we just got started. How about some hair on you?
Tally blinked through the menu quickly, picking a style at random. When the wall screen changed, Shay fell over on the floor in a fit of giggles. The high hairdo towered over her thin face like a dunce cap, the white blonde hair utterly incongruous with her olive skin. Tally could hardly manage to speak through her own laughter.
Okay, maybe not that.
She flipped through more styles, settling on basic hair, dark and short. Let's get the face right first. She tweaked the eyebrows, making their arch more dramatic, and added roundness to the cheeks. Shay was still too skinny, even after the Morpho software had pulled her toward the average.
And maybe a bit lighter?
Tally took the shade of the skin closer to baseline.
Hey, squint, Shay said. Whose face is this anyway?
Just playing, Tally said. You want to take a shot?
No, I want to go hoverboarding.
Sure, great. But first, let's get this right.
What do you mean, get it right, Tally? Maybe I think my face is already right.
Yeah, it's great, Tally rolled her eyes, for an ugly. Shay scowled.
What? Can't you stand me? Do you need to get some picture into your head so you can imagine it instead of my face?
Shay, come on. It's just for fun.
Making ourselves feel ugly is not fun.
We are ugly.
This whole game is just designed to make us hate ourselves.
Tally groaned and flopped back onto her bed, glaring up at the ceiling. Shay could be so weird sometimes. She always had a chip on her shoulder about the operation, like someone was making her turn 16.
Right, and things were so great back when everyone was ugly? Or did you miss that day in school?
Yeah, I know, Shay recited. Everyone judged everyone else based on their appearance. People who were taller got better jobs, and people even voted for some politicians just because they weren't quite as ugly as everybody else. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and people killed one another over stuff like having different skin color.
Tally shook her head. No matter how many times they repeated it at school, she'd never really quite believe that one.
So what if people look more alike now? It's the only way to make people equal.
How about making them smarter?
Tally laughed. Fat chance.
Anyway, it's just to see what you and I will look like in only
2 months and 15 days. Can't we just wait until then? Tally closed her eyes, sighing. Sometimes I don't think I can.
Well, tough luck.
She felt Shay's weight on the bed and a light punch on her arm.
Hey, might as well make the best of it.
Can we go hoverboarding now, please? Tally opened her eyes and saw that her friend was smiling.
Okay, hoverboard.
She sat up and glanced at the screen. Even without much work, Shay's face was already welcoming, vulnerable, healthy, pretty. Don't you think you're beautiful?
Shay didn't look, just shrugged. That's not me. It's some committee's idea of me.
Tally smiled and hugged her.
It will be you, though. Really you.
Soon. Pretty boring.
I think you're ready.
Tally cruised to a stop. Right foot down, left foot up, bend the knees.
Ready for what?
Shay drifted slowly past, letting the breeze tug her along. They were as high up and far out as hoverboards would go, just above treetop level, at the edge of town. It was amazing how quickly Tally had gotten used to being up high, with nothing but a board and bracelets between her and a long fall. The view from up here was fantastic. Behind them, the spires of New Pretty Town rose from the center of town, and around them was the Green Belt, a swath of forest that separated the middle and the late pretties from the youngsters. Older generations of pretties lived out in the suburbs, hidden by the hills, in rows of big houses separated by strips of private garden for their littlies to play in.
Shay smiled. Ready for a night ride.
Oh. Look, I don't know if I want to cross the river again, Tally said, remembering her promise to Paris. She and Shay had shown each other a lot of tricks over the last 3 weeks, but they hadn't been back into New Pretty Town since the night they'd met.
Until we get turned, of course.
After last time, the wardens are probably still...
I wasn't talking about New Pretty Town, Shay interrupted. That place is boring anyway. We'd have to sneak around all night.
Okay. You mean just board around Uglyville? Shay shook her head, still coasting gradually away on the breeze. Tally shifted her weight on the board uncomfortably.
Where else is there?
Shay put her hands in her pockets and spread her arms, turning her dorm's team jacket into a sail. The breeze pulled her farther away from Tally. By reflex, Tally tipped her toes forward so that her board would keep up.
Well, there's out there.
Shay nodded at the open land before them.
The suburbs? That's Dullsville.
Not the burbs. Past them. Shay slid her feet in opposite directions, to the very edges of the board. Her skirt caught the cool evening wind, which tugged her away even faster. She was drifting toward the outer edge of the green belt. Off limits. Tally planted her feet and dipped the board and pulled up next to her friend.
What do you mean? Outside the city completely?
Yeah. That's crazy. There's nothing out there.
There's plenty out there. Real trees. Hundreds of years old. Mountains. And the ruins.
Ever been there?
Tally blinked.
Of course.
I don't mean on a school trip, Tally. You ever been there at night?
Tally brought her board to a sharp halt. The rusty ruins were the remains of an old city, a hulking reminder of back when there'd been way too many people, and everyone was incredibly stupid. And ugly.
No way. Don't tell me you have.
Shay nodded. Tally's mouth dropped open.
That's impossible.
You think you're the only one who knows good tricks?
Well, maybe I believe you, Tally said.
Shay had that look on her face, the one Tally had learned to watch out for.
But what if we get busted?
Shay laughed. Tally, there's nothing out there. Like you just said, nothing and no one to bust us. Do hoverboards even work out there? Does anything?
Special ones do, if you know how to trick them and where to ride. And getting past the burbs is easy. You take the river the whole way. Farther upstream, it's white water, too rough for skimmers.
Tally's mouth dropped open again.
You really have done this before.
A gust of wind billowed in Shay's jacket, and she slid farther away, still smiling. Tally had to lean her board into motion again to stay within earshot. A treetop brushed her ankles as the ground below them started to rise.
It'll be really fun, Shay called.
Sounds too risky.
Come on, I've been wanting to show you this since we met. Since you told me you crashed a pretty party and pulled a fire alarm.
Tally swallowed, wishing she'd told the whole truth about that night. About how it had all just sort of happened. Shay seemed to think she was the world's biggest daredevil now.
Well, I mean, that alarm thing was partly an accident. Kind of.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, maybe we should wait. It's only a couple of months now.
Oh, that's right, Shay said. A couple of months and we'll be stuck inside the river. Pretty and boring.
Tally snorted. I don't think it's exactly boring, Shay.
Doing what you're supposed to do is always boring. I can't imagine anything worse than being required to have fun.
I can, Tally said quietly. Never having any.
Listen, Tally, these 2 months are our last chance to do anything really cool. To be ourselves. Once we turn, it's new pretty, middle pretty, late pretty.
Shay dropped her arms, and her board stopped drifting.
Then dead pretty.
Better than dead ugly, Tally said.
Shay shrugged and opened her jacket into a sail again. They weren't far from the edge of the greenbelt now. Soon Shay would get a warning. Then her board would tattle.
Besides, Tally argued, just because we get the operation doesn't mean we can't do stuff like this.
But pretties never do, Tally. Never.
Tally sighed, tipping her feet again to follow.
Maybe that's because they have better stuff to do than kid tricks.
Maybe partying in town is better than hanging out in a bunch of old ruins.
Shay's eyes flashed.
Or maybe when they do the operation, when they grind and stretch your bones to the right shape, peel off your face and rub all your skin away and stick in plastic cheekbones so you look like everybody else. Maybe after going through all that, you just aren't very interesting anymore.
Tally flinched. She'd never heard the operation described that way. Even in bio class, where they went into all the details, it didn't sound that bad.
Come on. We won't even know what's happening. You just have pretty dreams the whole time.
Yeah, sure.
A voice came into Tally's head. Warning, restricted area. The wind was turning cold as the sun dropped.
Come on, Shay, let's go back down. It's almost dinner.
Shay smiled and shook her head and pulled off her interface ring. Now she wouldn't hear all the warnings.
Let's go tonight. You can ride almost as well as me now.
Shay,
do this with me. I'll show you a roller coaster.
What's a...
Second warning, restricted area.
Tally stopped her board. If you keep going, Shay, you'll get busted and we won't be doing anything tonight.
Shay shrugged as the wind tugged her farther away.
I just want to show you something that's my idea of fun, Tally. Before we go all pretty and only get to have everybody else's idea of fun.
Tally shook her head, wanting to say that Shay had already taught her how to hoverboard, the coolest thing she'd ever learned. In less than a month, she'd come to feel like they were best friends. Almost like when she'd met Paris as a littlie, and they'd known instantly they'd be together forever.
Shay,
please?
Tally sighed.
Okay.
Shay dropped her arms and dipped her toes to bring the board to a halt.
Really? Tonight?
Sure. Rusty ruins it is.
Tally told herself to relax. It wasn't that big a deal, really. She broke rules all the time, and everyone went to the ruins once a year on school trips. It couldn't be dangerous or anything. Shay zoomed back from the edge of the belt, swooping up beside Tally to put her arm around her. Wait until you see the river.
You said it's got white water?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Shay smiled. It's water, but much, much better.
Rapids. Good night.
Sleep tight, replied the room.
Tally pulled on a jacket, clipped her sensor to her belly ring, and opened the window. The air was still, the river so flat that she could make out every detail of the city skyline mirrored in it. It looked like the pretties were having some sort of event. She could hear the roar of a huge crowd across the water, 1,000 cheers rising and falling together. The party towers were dark under the almost full moon, and the fireworks, all shimmering hues of blue, climbing so high that they exploded in silence. The city had never looked so far away.
I'll see you soon, Paris, she said quietly.
The roof tiles were slick with a late evening rain. Tally climbed carefully to the corner of the dorm where it was brushed by an old sycamore tree. The handholds in its branches felt solid and familiar, and she descended quickly into the darkness behind a recycler. When she'd cleared the dormitory grounds, Tally looked back. The pattern of shadows that led away from the dorm seemed so convenient, almost intentional, as if uglies were supposed to sneak out every once in a while. Tally shook her head. She was starting to think like Shay. They met at the dam, where the river split in two to encircle New Pretty Town. Tonight there weren't any river skimmers out to disturb the darkness, and Shay was practicing moves on her board when Tally walked up. Should you be doing that here in town? Tally called over the roar of water rushing through the dam's gates. Shay danced, shifting her weight back and forth on the floating board, dodging imaginary obstacles.
I was just making sure it worked, in case you were worried.
Tally looked at her own board. Shay had tricked the safety governor so it wouldn't tattle when they flew at night or crossed the boundary out of town. Tally wasn't so much worried about it squealing on them as whether it would fly at all, or let her fly into a tree. But Shay's board seemed to be hovering just fine.
I boarded all the way here, and nobody's come to get me, Shay said.
Tally dropped her board to the ground.
Thanks for making sure. I didn't mean to be so wimpy about this.
You weren't.
Yeah, I was.
I should tell you something. That night when you met me, I kind of promised my friend Paris I wouldn't take any big risks. You know, in case I really got in trouble, and they got really mad.
Who cares if they get mad? You're almost 16.
But what if they get mad enough that they won't make me pretty?
Shay stopped bouncing. I've never heard of that happening.
I guess I haven't either. But maybe they wouldn't tell us if it had. Anyway, Paris made me promise to take it easy.
Tally, do you think maybe he just said that so you wouldn't come around again?
Huh?
Maybe he just made you promise to take it easy so you wouldn't bother him anymore. To make you afraid to go to New Pretty Town again.
Tally tried to answer, but her throat was dry.
Listen, if you don't want to come, that's fine, Shay said. I mean it, Squint. But we're not going to get caught. And if we do, I'll take the blame. She laughed. I'll tell them I kidnapped you.
Tally stepped onto her board and snapped her fingers. When she reached Shay's eye level, she said,
I'm coming. I said I would.
Shay smiled and took Tally's hand for a second, squeezing.
Great. It's going to be fun. Not new pretty fun. The real kind. Put these on.
What are they? Night vision?
Nope. Goggles. You're going to love the white water.
They hit the rapids 10 minutes later.
Tally had lived her whole life within sight of the river. Slow-moving and dignified, it defined the city, marking the boundary between worlds. But she'd never realized that a few kilometers upstream from the dam, the stately band of silver became a snarling monster. The churning water really was white. It crashed over rocks and through narrow channels, catapulted up into moonlit sprays, split apart, rejoined, and dropped down into boiling cauldrons at the bottom of steep falls. Shay was skimming just above the torrent, so low that she lifted a wake every time she banked. Tally followed at what she guessed was a safe distance, hoping her tricked-up board was still reluctant to crash into the darkness-cloaked rocks and tree branches. The forest to either side was a black void full of wild and ancient trees. Nothing like the generic carbon dioxide suckers that decorated the city. The moonlit clouds above glowed through their branches like a ceiling of pearl. Every time Shay screamed, Tally knew she was about to follow her friend through a wall of spray leaping up from the maelstrom. Some shone like white lace curtains in the moonlight, but others struck unexpectedly from the darkness. Tally also found herself crashing through the arcs of cold water rising from Shay's board when it dipped or banked, but at least she knew when a turn was coming. The first few minutes were sheer terror. Her teeth clenched so hard that her jaw ached. Her toes curled up inside her special new grippy shoes. Her arms and even fingers spread wide for balance. But gradually, Tally grew accustomed to the darkness. The roar of water below. The unexpected slap of cold spray against her face. It was wilder and faster and farther than she'd ever flown before. The river wound into the dark forest, cutting its serpentine route into the unknown. Finally, Shay waved her hands and pulled up, the back of her board dipping low into the water. Tally climbed to avoid the wake, spinning her board in a tight circle to bring it to a smooth halt. Are we there? Not quite, but look. Shay pointed back the way they'd come. Tally gasped as she took in the view. The distant city was a bright coin nestled in darkness, the fireworks of New Pretty Town the barest cold blue shimmer. They must have climbed a long way up. Tally could see patches of moonlight rolling slowly across the low hills around the city, pushed along by the light wind that barely tugged at the clouds. She'd never been beyond the city limits at night, and had never seen it lit up like this from afar. Tally pulled off her spattered goggles and took a deep breath. The air was full of sharp smells. Evergreen sap and wild flowers, the electric smell of churning water. Nice, huh? Yeah, Tally panted. Much better than sneaking around New Pretty Town. Shay grinned happily. I'm really glad you think so. I've been wanting to come out here so bad, but not alone, you know? Tally looked at the surrounding forest, trying to peer into the black spaces between the trees. This really was the wild, where anything could be hidden. Not a place for human beings. She shivered at the thought of being there alone. Where to now? Now we walk. Walk? Shay eased her board to the shore and stepped off. Yeah, there's a vein of iron about half a kilometer that way. But nothing between here and there. What are you talking about? Tally, hoverboards work on magnetic levitation, right? So there's got to be some kind of metal around or they don't hover. I guess so, but in town there's a steel grid built into the ground, no matter where you go. Out here, you have to be careful. What happens if your board can't hover anymore? It falls down. And your crash bracelets don't work either. Oh. Tally stepped from her board and held it under one arm. All her muscles were sore from the wild ride here. It was good to be on solid ground. The rocks felt reassuringly the opposite of hovery under her shaky legs. After a few minutes walking, though, the boards started to grow heavy. By the time the noise of the river had faded into a dull roar behind them,
It felt like a plank of oak was under her arm. I didn't know these things weighed so much.
Yeah, this is what a board weighs when it's not hovering.
Out here, you find out that the city fools you about how things really work. The sky was getting cloudier, and in the darkness, the cold seemed more intense. Tally hoisted the board up to get a better grip, wondering if it was going to rain. She was already wet enough from the rapids.
I kind of like being fooled about some things.
After a long scramble through the rocks, Shay broke the silence.
This way. There's a natural vein of iron underground. You can feel it in your crash bracelets.
Tally held out one hand and frowned, unconvinced. But after another minute, she felt a faint tugging in her bracelet, like a ghost pulling her forward. Her board started to lighten, and soon she and Shay had hopped on again, coasting over a ridge and down into a dark valley. On board, Tally found the breath to ask a question that had been bugging her.
So, if hoverboards need metal, how do they work on the river?
Panning for gold.
What?
Rivers come from springs, which come from inside mountains. The water brings up minerals from inside the earth, so there's always metal at the bottom of rivers.
Right. Like when people used to pan for gold?
Yeah, exactly. But actually, boards prefer iron. All that glitters is not hovery.
Tally frowned.
Shay sometimes talked in a mysterious way, like she was quoting the lyrics of some band no one else listened to. She almost asked, but Shay came to a sudden halt and pointed downward. The clouds were breaking, and moonlight shot through them to fall across the floor of the valley. Hulking towers rose up, casting jagged shadows, their human-made shapes obvious against the plain of treetops rippling in the wind. The Rusty Ruins. The Rusty Ruins. A few blank windows stared down on them in silence from the husks of the giant buildings. Any glass had long since shattered, any wood had rotted, and nothing remained but metal frames, mortar, and stone crumbling in a grip of invading vegetation. Looking down at the black, empty doorways, Tally's skin crawled with the thought of descending to peer into one. The two friends slid between the ruined buildings, riding high and silent, as if not to disturb the ghosts of the dead city. Below them, the streets were full of burned-out cars squeezed together between the looming walls. Whatever had destroyed this city, the people had tried to escape it. Tally remembered from her last school trip to the ruins that their cars couldn't hover. They just rolled along on rubber wheels. The Rusties had been stuck down in these streets like a horde of rats trapped in a burning maze.
Shay, you're pretty sure our boards aren't suddenly going to conk out, right? She called softly.
Don't worry. Whoever built this city loved to waste metal. They aren't called the Rusty Ruins because some guy called Rusty discovered them.
Tally had to agree. Every building sported jagged spurs of metal sticking from its broken walls, like bones jutting from a long-dead animal. She remembered that the Rusties didn't use hover struts. Every building was squat, crude, and massive, and needed a steel skeleton to keep it from falling down. And some of them were so huge. The Rusties didn't put their factories underground, and they all worked together like bees in a hive instead of at home. The smallest ruin here was bigger than the biggest dorm in Uglyville, bigger than even Garbo Mansion. Seeing them now, at night, the ruins felt much more real to Tally. On school trips, the teachers always made the Rusties out to be so stupid. You almost couldn't believe people lived like this, burning trees to clear land, burning oil for heat and power, setting the atmosphere on fire with their weapons. But in the moonlight, she could imagine people scrambling over flaming cars to escape the crumbling city, panicking in their flight from this untenable pile of metal and stone. Shay's voice pulled Tally from her reverie.
Come on,
I want to show you something.
Shay cruised to the edge of the buildings, then out over the trees.
Are you sure we can...
Look down.
Below, Tally saw metal glinting through the trees.
The ruins are much bigger than they let on, Shay said. They just kept that part of the city standing for school trips and museum stuff. But it goes on forever.
With lots of metal?
Yeah, tons. Don't worry, I've flown all over the place.
Tally swallowed, keeping an eye out for signs of ruin below, glad that Shay was moving at a nice, slow speed. A shape emerged from the forest, a long spine that rose and fell like a frozen wave. It led away from them, off into the darkness.
Here it is.
Okay, but what is it? Tally asked.
It's called a roller coaster. Remember, I told you I'd show you one.
It's pretty, but what's it for?
For having fun.
No way.
Yeah, way. Apparently the Rusties did have some fun. It's like a track. They would stick ground cars to it and go as fast as they could, up, down, around in circles. Like hoverboarding, without hovering. And they made it out of some really unrusty kind of steel. For safety, I guess.
Tally frowned. She'd only imagined the Rusties working in the giant stone hives and struggling to escape on that last, horrible day.
Not having fun.
Let's do it, Shay said. Let's roller coaster.
How?
On your board. Shay turned to Tally and said seriously,
But you've got to go fast. It's dangerous unless you're really moving.
Why?
You'll see.
Shay turned away and sped down the roller coaster, flying just above the track. Tally sighed and leaned hard after her. At least the thing was metal.
It also turned out to be a great ride. It was like a hoverboard course made solid, complete with tight, bank turns, sharp climbs followed by long drops, even loops that took Tally upside down, her crash bracelets activating to keep her on board. It was amazing what good shape it was in. The Rusties must have built it out of something special, just as Shay had said. The track went much higher than a hoverboard could go on its own. On a roller coaster, hoverboarding really was like being a bird. It wound around in a wide, slow arc, circling back toward where they'd started. The final approach began with a huge climb.
Take this part fast, Shay shouted over her shoulder as she zoomed ahead.
Tally followed at top speed, rocketing up the spindly track. She could see the ruins in the distance, broken black spires against the trees, and behind them, a moonlit glimmer that might have been the sea.
This was really high.
She heard a scream of pleasure as she reached the top. Shay had disappeared. Tally leaned forward to speed up. Suddenly, the board dropped out from under her. It simply fell away from her feet, leaving her flying through midair. The track below her had disappeared. Tally clenched her fists, waiting for the crash bracelets to kick in and haul her up by her wrists. But they had become as useless as the board, just heavy strips of steel dragging her toward the ground.
Shay!
She screamed as she fell into blackness. Then Tally saw the framework of the roller coaster ahead. Only a short segment was missing. Suddenly, the crash bracelets pulled her upward, and she felt the solid surface of the hoverboard coming up from under her feet. Her momentum had carried her to the other side of the gap. The board must have sailed along with her, just below her feet for those terrifying seconds of free fall. She found herself cruising down the track to where Shay was waiting at the bottom.
You're insane, she shouted.
Pretty cool, huh?
No, Tally yelled. Why didn't you tell me it was broken?
Shay shrugged. More fun that way?
More fun?
Her heart was beating fast, her vision strangely clear. She was full of anger and relief and joy.
Well, kind of, but you suck. Tally stepped from the board and walked across the grass on rubbery legs. She found a broken stone big enough to sit on and lowered herself shakily onto it. Shay jumped off her board.
Hey, sorry.
That was horrible, Shay. I was falling.
Not for long, like 5 seconds. I thought you said you'd bungee jumped off a building.
Tally glared at Shay.
Yeah, I did, but I knew I wasn't going to splat.
True, but you see, the first time someone showed me the roller coaster, they didn't tell me about the gap. And I thought it was pretty cool, finding out that way.
Best times the first time. I wanted you to feel it too.
You thought falling was cool?
Well, maybe at first I was pretty angry. Yeah, I definitely was. Shay smiled broadly. But I got over it.
Give me a second on that one, Skinny.
Take your time.
Tally's breathing slowed, and her heart gradually stopped trying to beat its way out of her chest. But her brain stayed as clear as it had for those seconds of free fall, and she found herself wondering who had found the roller coaster first, and how many other uglies had come here since.
Shay, who showed you all this?
Friends, older than me. Uglies like us, who try to figure out how stuff works, and how to trick it. Tally looked up at the ancient, serpentine shape of the roller coaster, the vines crawling up its framework. I wonder how long uglies have been coming here.
Probably a long time. You pass stuff along. You know, one person figures out how to trick their board, the next finds the rapids, the next makes it to the ruins.
Then, somebody gets brave enough to jump the gap in the roller coaster, Tally swallowed, or jumps it accidentally.
Shay nodded. But they all get turned pretty in the end.
Happy ending, Tally said.
Shay shrugged.
How do you know it's called a roller coaster anyway? Did you look it up somewhere?
No, Shay said. Someone told me.
But how'd they know?
This guy knows a lot of stuff. Tricks, stuff about the ruins. He's really cool.
Something about Shay's voice made Tally turn and take her hand.
But he's a pretty now, I guess.
Shay pulled away and bit a fingernail.
No, he's not.
But I thought all your friends...
Tally, will you make me a promise? A real promise?
Sure, I guess. What kind of promise?
You can never tell anyone what I'm about to show you.
It doesn't involve free fall, does it?
No.
Okay, I swear. Tally held up her hand with the scar she and Paris had made. I'll never tell anyone.
Shay looked into her eyes for a moment, searching hard, then nodded. All right, there's someone I want you to meet. Tonight.
Tonight? But we won't get back into town until...
He's not in town, Shay smiled. He's out here.
Waiting for David. This is a joke, right?
Shay didn't answer. They were back in the heart of the ruins, in the shadow of the tallest building around. She was staring up at it with a puzzled expression on her face.
I think I remember how to do this, she said.
Do what?
Get up there.
Yeah, here it is.
Shay eased her board forward, ducking to pass through a gap in the crumbling wall.
Shay? Don't worry, I've done this before.
I think I already had my initiation for tonight, Shay.
Tally wasn't in the mood for another one of Shay's jokes. She was tired, and it was a long way back to town. And she had cleanup duty tomorrow at her dorm. Just because it was summer didn't mean she could sleep all day. But Tally followed Shay through the gap. Arguing would probably take longer. They rose straight into the air, the boards using the metal skeleton of the building to climb. It was creepy being inside, looking out of the empty windows at the ragged shapes of other buildings, like being a rusty ghost watching as its city crumbled over the centuries.
The roof was missing, and they emerged to a spectacular view. The clouds had all disappeared, and the moonlight brought the ruins into sharp relief, the buildings like rows of broken teeth. Tally saw that it really had been the ocean she'd glimpsed from the roller coaster. From up here, the water shone like a pale band of silver in the moonlight. Shay pulled something from her shoulder pack and tore it in half. The world burst into flame. "Ow! Blind me, why don't you?" Tally cried, covering her eyes. "Oh, yeah, sorry." She held the safety sparkler at arm's length. It crackled to full strength in the silence of the ruins, casting flickering shadows through the interior of the ruin. Shay's face looked monstrous in the glare, and sparks floated downward to be lost in the depths of the wrecked building. Finally, the sparkler ran out. Tally blinked, trying to clear the spots from before her eyes. Her night vision ruined, she could hardly see anything except the moon and the sky. She swallowed, realizing that the sparkler would have been seen from anywhere in the valley. Maybe even out to sea. "Shay, was that a signal?"
"Yeah, it was."
Tally looked down. The dark buildings below were filled with phantom flickers of light. Echoes of the sparkler burned into her eyes. Suddenly, very aware of how blind she was, Tally felt a drop of cold sweat creep down her spine. "Who are we meeting, anyway?"
"His name's David."
"David? That's a weird name." It sounded made up to Tally. She decided again that this was all a joke.
"So he's just going to show up here?
This guy doesn't really live in the ruins, does he?"
"No. He lives pretty far away. But he might be close by. He comes here sometimes."
"You mean, he's from another city?" Shay looked at her, but Tally couldn't read her expression in the darkness.
"Something like that."
Shay returned her gaze to the horizon, as if looking for a signal in answer to her own. Tally wrapped herself in her jacket. Standing still, she began to realize how cold it had become. She wondered how late it was. Without her interface ring, she couldn't just ask. The almost full moon was descending in the sky, so it had to be past midnight, Tally remembered from astronomy. That was one thing about being outside the city. It made all the nature stuff they taught in school seem a lot more useful. She remembered how rainwater fell on the mountains and soaked into the ground before bubbling up full of minerals. Then it made its way back to the sea, cutting rivers and canyons into the earth over the centuries. If you lived out here, you could ride your hoverboard along the rivers, like in the really old days before the Rusties, when the not-as-crazy pre-Rusties traveled around in small boats made from trees. Her night vision gradually returned, and she scanned the horizon. Would there really be another flare out there, answering Shay's? Tally hoped not. She'd never met anyone from another city. She knew from school that in some cities they spoke other languages, or didn't turn pretty until they were 18, and other weird stuff like that.
"Shay, maybe we should head home."
"Let's wait a while longer." Tally bit her lip.
"Look, maybe this David isn't around tonight."
"Yeah, maybe. Probably. But I was hoping he'd be here." She turned to face Tally.
"It would be really cool if you met him. He's different."
"Sounds like it."
"I'm not making this up, you know."
"Hey, I believe you," Tally said, although with Shay, she was never totally sure. Shay turned back to the horizon, chewing on a fingernail.
"Okay, I guess he's not around. We can go, if you want."
"It's just that it's really late and a long way back, and I've got cleanup tomorrow."
Shay nodded.
"Me too."
"Thanks for showing me all this, Shay. It was all really incredible. But I think one more cool thing would kill me."
Shay laughed. "The roller coaster didn't kill you."
"Just about."
"Forgive me for that yet?"
"I'll let you know, Skinny."
Shay laughed.
"Okay. But remember not to tell anyone about David."
Hey, I promised. You can trust me, Shay. Really.
All right. I do trust you, Tally.
She bent her knees and her board started to descend. Tally took one last look around, taking in the ruins splayed out below them, the dark woods, the pearly strip of river stretching toward the glowing sea. She wondered if there was anyone out there, really, or if David was just some story that uglies made up to scare one another. But Shay didn't seem scared. She seemed genuinely disappointed that no one had answered her signal, as if meeting David would have been even better than showing off the rapids, the ruins, and the roller coaster. Whether he was real or not, Tally thought, David was very real to Shay. They left through the gap in the wall and flew to the outskirts of the ruins, then followed the vein of iron up out of the valley. At the ridge, the boards started to stutter, and they stepped off. Tired as Tally was, carrying the board didn't seem so impossible this time. She had stopped thinking of it as a toy, like a Littlies balloon. The hoverboard had become something more solid, something that obeyed its own rules, and that could be dangerous, too. Tally figured that Shay was right about one thing. Being in the city all the time made everything fake, in a way. Like the buildings and bridges held up by hover struts, or jumping off a rooftop with a bungee jacket on. Nothing was quite real there. She was glad Shay had taken her out to the ruins. If nothing else, the mess left by the Rusties proved that things could go terribly wrong if you weren't careful. Close to the river, the boards lightened up, and the two of them jumped on gratefully. Shay groaned as they got their footing.
I don't know about you, but I'm not taking another step tonight.
That's for sure. Shay leaned forward and eased her board out onto the river, wrapping her dorm jacket around her shoulders against the spray of the rapids. Tally turned to take one last look back. With the clouds gone, she could just see the ruins from here. She blinked. There seemed to be the barest flicker coming from over where the roller coaster had been. Maybe it was just a trick of the light, a reflection of moonlight from some exposed piece of unrusted metal. Shay? She said softly.
You coming or what? Shay shouted over the roar of the river.
Tally blinked again, but couldn't make out the flicker anymore. In any case, they were too far away. Mentioning it to Shay would only make her anxious to go back. There was no way Tally was making the hike again. And it was probably nothing. Tally took a deep breath and shouted,
Come on, Skinny, race you.
She urged her board onto the river, cutting into the cold spray and for a moment leaving a laughing Shay behind. Fight. Look at them all. What dorks. Did we ever look like that? Probably. But just because we were dorks doesn't mean they're not. Tally nodded, trying to remember what being 12 was like, what the dorm had looked like on her first day there. She remembered how intimidating the building had seemed. Much bigger than Sol and Ellie's house, of course, and bigger than the huts that the Littlies went to school in. One teacher and 10 students to each one. Now the dorm seemed so small and claustrophobic. Painfully childish, with its bright colors and padded stairs. So boring during the day, and easy to escape at night. The new uglies all stuck together in a tight group, afraid to stray too far from their guide. Their ugly little faces peered up at the dorm's four-story height, their eyes full of wonder and terror. Shay pulled her head back in through the window.
This is going to be so fun. It'll be one orientation they won't forget.
Summer was over in 2 weeks. The population of Tally's dorm had been steadily dropping for the last year as seniors turned 16. It was almost time for a new batch to take their place. Tally watched the last few uglies make their way inside. Gawky and nervous, unkempt and uncoordinated. 12 was definitely the turning point, when you changed from a cute littlie into an oversized, undereducated ugly. It was a stage of life she was glad to be leaving behind.
You sure this thing is going to work? Shay asked.
Tally smiled. It wasn't often that Shay was the cautious one. She pointed at the collar of the bungee jacket. You see that little green light? That means it's working. It's for emergencies, so it's always ready to go.
Shay's hand slipped under the jacket to pull at her belly sensor, which meant she was nervous.
What if it knows there's no real emergency?
It's not that smart. You fall, it catches you. No tricks necessary.
Shay shrugged and put it on. They'd borrowed the jacket from the art school, the tallest building in Uglyville. It was a spare from the basement, and they hadn't even had to trick the rack to get it free.
Tally definitely didn't want to get caught messing around with fire alarms, in case the wardens connected her to a certain incident in New Prettytown back at the beginning of summer. Shay pulled an oversized basketball jersey over the bungee jacket. It was in her dorm's colors, and none of the teachers here knew her face very well.
How's that look?
Like you've gained weight. It suits you.
Shay scowled. She hated being called stick insect, or pig eyes, or any of the other things uglies called one another. Shay sometimes claimed that she didn't care if she ever got the operation. It was crazy talk, of course. Shay wasn't exactly a freak, but she was hardly a natural-born pretty. There'd only been about 10 of those in history, after all.
Do you want to do the jump, Squint?
I have both been there and done that, Shay, before I even met you, and you're the one who had this brilliant idea.
Shay's scowl faded into a smile.
It is brilliant, isn't it?
They'll never know what hit them.
They waited until the new uglies were in the library, scattered around the work tables to watch some orientation video. Shay and Tally lay on their stomachs on the top floor of the stacks, where the dusty old paper books were stored, peering through the guardrails down at the group. They waited for the tour leader to quiet the chattering uglies.
This is almost too easy, Shay said, penciling a pair of fat, black eyebrows over her own.
Easy for you. You'll be out the door before anyone knows what happened. I've got to make it all the way down the stairs.
So what, Tally? What are they going to do if we get caught?
Tally shrugged.
True.
But she pulled on her mousy brown wig anyway. Over the summer, as the last few seniors turned 16 and pretty, the tricks had grown worse and worse. But nobody ever seemed to get punished, and Tally's promise to Paris seemed ages ago. Once she was pretty, nothing she'd done in this last month would matter. She was anxious to leave it all behind, but not without a big finish. Thinking of Paris, Tally stuck on a big plastic nose. They'd raided the drama room at Shay's dorm the night before and were loaded with disguises.
Ready?
She asked. Then she giggled at the nasal twang the fake nose gave her voice.
Hang on. Shay grabbed a big, fat book from the shelf.
Okay, showtime.
They stood up.
Give me that book, Tally shouted at Shay. It's mine.
She heard the uglies below fall silent and had to resist looking down to see their upturned faces.
No way, pig nose. I checked it out first.
Are you kidding, Fatty? You can't even read.
Oh, yeah? Well, read this.
Shay swung the book at Tally, who ducked. She snatched it away and swung back, catching Shay solidly on her upraised forearms. Shay rolled back at the impact, spinning over the railing. Tally leaned forward, watching wide-eyed as Shay tumbled down toward the library's main floor, three stories below. The new uglies screamed in unison, scattering away from the flailing body plummeting toward them. A second later, the bungee jacket activated, and Shay bobbed back up in midair, laughing maniacally at the top of her lungs. Tally waited another moment, watching the uglies horror dissolve into confusion as Shay bounced again, then righted herself on one of the tables and headed for the door. Tally dropped the book and dashed for the stairs, leaping a flight at a time until she reached the back exit of the dorm.
Oh, that was perfect. Did you see their faces?
Not actually, Shay said. I was kind of busy watching the floor coming at me.
Yeah, I remember that from jumping off the roof.
It does catch your attention.
Speaking of faces, love the nose.
Tally giggled, pulling it off.
Yeah, no point in being uglier than usual.
Shay's face clouded. She wiped off an eyebrow, then looked up sharply.
You're not ugly.
Oh, come on, Shay.
No, I mean it.
She reached out and touched Tally's real nose. Your profile is great.
Don't be weird, Shay. I'm an ugly. You're an ugly.
We will be for 2 more weeks. It's no big deal or anything. She laughed. You, for example, have one giant eyebrow and one tiny one.
Shay looked away, stripping off the rest of her disguise in silence.
They were hidden in the changing rooms beside the sandy beach, where they'd left their interface rings and a spare set of clothes. If anyone asked, they'd say they were swimming the whole time.
Swimming was a great trick. It hid your body heat signature, involved changing clothes, and was a perfect excuse for not wearing your interface ring. The river washed away all crimes.
A minute later, they splashed out in the water, sinking the disguises. The bungee jacket would go back to the art school basement that night.
I'm serious, Tally, Shay said once they were out in the water. Your nose isn't ugly. I like your eyes, too.
My eyes? Now you're totally crazy. They're way too close together.
Who says?
Biology says.
Shay splashed a handful of water at her. You don't believe all that crap, do you? That there's only one way to look, and everyone's programmed to agree on it?
It's not about believing, Shay. You just know it. You've seen pretties. They look wonderful.
They all look the same.
I used to think that too. But when Paris and I would go into town, we'd see a lot of them. And we realized that pretties do look different. They look like themselves. It's just a lot more subtle because they're not all freaks.
We're not freaks, Tally. We're normal. We may not be gorgeous, but at least we're not hyped up Barbie dolls.
What kind of dolls?
She looked away. It's something David told me about.
Oh, great. David again.
Tally pushed away and floated on her back, looking up at the sky and wishing this conversation would end. They'd been out to the ruins a few more times, and Shay always insisted on setting off a sparkler. But David had never showed. The whole thing gave Tally the creeps, waiting around in the dead city for some guy who didn't seem to exist. It was great exploring out there, but Shay's obsession with David had started to sour it for Tally.
He's real. I've met him more than once.
Okay, Shay, David's real, but so is being ugly. You can't change it just by wishing or telling yourself you're pretty. That's why they invented the operation. But it's a trick, Tally. You've only seen pretty faces your whole life. Your parents, your teachers, everyone over 16. But you weren't born expecting that kind of beauty in everyone, all the time. You just got programmed into thinking anything else is ugly.
It's not programming. It's just a natural reaction. And more important than that, it's fair. In the old days, it was all random. Some people kinda pretty, most people ugly all their lives. Now everyone's ugly, until they're pretty. No losers.
Shay was silent for a while, then said, There are losers, Tally.
Tally shivered. Everyone knew about uglies for life. The few people for whom the operation wouldn't work. You didn't see them around much. They were allowed in public, but most of them preferred to hide.
Who wouldn't?
Uglies might look goofy, but at least they were young.
Old uglies were really unbelievable.
Is that it? Are you worried about the operation not working?
That's silly, Shay. You're no freak. In 2 weeks, you'll be as pretty as anyone else.
I don't want to be pretty.
Tally sighed. This again.
I'm sick of this city, Shay continued. I'm sick of the rules and boundaries.
The last thing I want is to become some empty-headed new pretty, having one big party all day.
Come on, Shay. They do all the same stuff we do. Bungee